Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Hello and welcome to episode 92 of the Webcomic Beacon. This is Fest of Festworks.com. And apparently I'm alone.
You're supposed to do the introductions at the beginning. We don't take turns until the end.
Wait a minute. That's right. Welcome to episode 92 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. And we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting site and community at rampagenetwork.com. I'm your host, Fess of Fessworks.com. And with me is co-host Tanya Higgins of betapwn.com. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
And Mark Savory of autumnlake.com. Welcome.
Hello.
And Mark, you have your own podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us about that.
Tell you about my podcast?
Yeah.
Well, it's the Autumn Lake podcast, and it's pretty much about everything except Autumn Lake. Unfortunately, it was supposed to be all about the comic, but I really talk more about... I went to the store and tried to buy some cookies and things. And they didn't have the kind I wanted and stuff like that.
So it's basically you in not Autumn Lake talking about the town and your experiences.
In not New England.
In not New England, that's where it is. And because you're not likely to pimp yourself, you also have a new website about robots or something?
Yes, therobotpavilion.com. It's a robot blog, and it features the robot from the storyline I'm doing right now. But it's about robots in general, and just news about robots I come across, and thoughts about robotiness.
Don't know how to spell pavilion.
With one L. It doesn't matter if you misspell it. You'll still go there.
He was smart enough to get the URLs for people who can't spell. I still managed to spell it so badly.
Okay, I'm still not coming up with that robot pavilion.
I made sure.
Robot pavilion.
The robot pavilion, or robot pavilion, either one, it should take you there, even if you misspell it both ways.
I just put robot pavilion, and I kept on getting not
the. You didn't put the.
You don't need the. You should be able to get there either way.
Oh, there it is. Anyway, there it is.
The Da is a really good band,
and
by the way.
People can look in the live stream, and
they can see the robot. Oh boy, it's a robot.
That, or you could actually just go there yourself, since you're on the internet, but.
You scroll down a bit, you'll see that new poster I made.
That's funny.
Wow.
Robots are so awesome.
All righty.
So that's all it is.
That's all that is. Tanya.
That's all.
You don't have your own podcast, do you?
I do not have my own podcast. I can barely manage to make it to this one. I was going to have my own podcast at one point about, horribly perverted things. And then I decided that, one or two stalkers in a lifetime is enough. So
are you sure?
You should charge up for stalking.
If you
can make money off their stalking, why not?
Unfortunately, my stalkers are really scary people. I don't get, the geek stalkers that just, send you poetry in the mail, emo stuff. No. I get stalkers that, leave dead animals on people's porches. So I don't need any of those. No. Actually, I'm planning on going back to school to become a teacher. And that's the sort of thing you don't want students Googling. So.
Well, that's why you make it totally fake.
You don't use your real name, Tanya. Don't you know anything?
You noticed I'm really bad at that? I'm really bad at not using my real name. Plus, if I link to it from anywhere else, if I link to it from anything else I do, you'd be able to find it.
See, that's why you don't link to it from anything else you do.
Yeah.
Then how do people know that it's there?
Sure.
It would be for stalkers. They'll find a way. They have networks.
Yeah.
They have chat rooms.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm just going to skip it. How about that?
How about all that money you can make off it?
Yeah.
Think about all that money you can make from
Maybe that's what I'll do to put myself.
TanyaHiggins.com. No one would ever know it was you.
Maybe that's what I'll do to get through college. I won't have to take out as many loans if I just...
See.
Is that officially prostitution? Is that what that is? If I get online and I talk about sex for an hour and people pay me for it, isn't that being a hooker?
No.
You're just filling a need.
Hey, so are hookers.
paying for views is not illegal as far as I understand.
Oh, I didn't say anything about being illegal. I was talking, you know, that ethical boundary.
Oh, okay.
Higgins,
well, speaking of time management, we have... We have Darcy of Codename Hunter with us today.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
No, Tanya, no, what you really need to do is you need to do it in a way that is educational, and then you can get a grant to educate people about sex.
That's excellent.
DirtySlut.com.
I used to actually do that. I was a part of a BDSM group that was educational. It was primarily educational, and I would educate people on safety, health issues, and federal law regarding BDSM practices.
See, that would be a really popular class. See, everyone wanted to take that one.
Yeah, everybody wanted to get the spanking with the paddle, so everyone was bad.
Is that how it works? Bring corporal punishment back into schools. Yeah, I think it would probably.
Oh, give me the switch, teacher. Give me the switch. I'll wear this dunce cap for you, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm actually going to just keep that audio recording of you saying that in my mind. I'm going to use that. That's good. I like that. Oh, PenguinCon's going to be fun.
Yay! We could only hope.
Oh, Darcy.
So- Hello. Hello, how are you?
Poor Darcy. How do you get roped into these things?
See, there she used that language.
You kind of stand still, you know, and wait for it to come. You know, you want to pretend that you're running away, you know, so there's a little bit of excitement there, but you don't want to run too fast, you know, because you want to be caught.
Of course not. Yeah. You know that ruins the whole point of the game now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what's really funny right now? A couple of days ago, I was listening to the drama episode, the last time in which we had Darcy on.
Yes.
And we were talking about stalkers and the crazy guy, the crazy cleavers that are hiding in the bush waiting to chop off your legs. But they're nice. They're going to let you know and give you a head start, but they're still going to chop off your legs or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I recall that. That was good.
That was with Aaron.
We seem to have a stalker BDSM theme going for some reason.
And we're not even on the topic yet.
No.
Hey, no. Stalkers need time management, too.
You know, they need a lot of time management. I am astounded at the number of goals stalkers are capable of achieving in a day. I mean, that has to be exhausting.
Stalkers are sad. You should so charge them.
You know, there was a lot more running away and calling the police, honestly, than there was thoughts of charging. Yeah.
What about
I don't get the cute stalkers. Like, there are harmless stalkers. There are people that just send you emo poetry and colored stickers and, you know, things like that. And that's nice, you know. It's creepy. They sit around your con table and stare at you. That's a little weird. But they're not dangerous.
You don't want to give them anything.
Those kind of stalkers I could charge. I'd be okay with those, but I don't attract those. I attract, you know, people who need to be locked away.
What about trolls? What about if you could charge a troll to be a troll?
I think that would be nice. Do like a micropayment system? Like every time they post,
know. Like,
it's 25 like, cents.
Maybe like something awful where you have to pay to join. You know, so they would have to pay to join the site if they wanted troll privileges.
So you want a troll union?
Well, no. If they want to come on your site and be a troll.
Oh, okay.
Perform and troll people like Mystic Production.
So really, it's a nice person
Nova
union.
Studio Comics. Then they would have to pay a troll fee. So they would have to pay. It would be like making the troll pay for crossing the bridge.
Mm. I think that's actually quite useful. There's a number of groups I belong to that, you know, have some very prolific prolific trolls. And we could use their cash to fund our projects. That would be nice, actually. Somebody should set that up.
Maybe we should just take like a valid payment method.
Yeah.
And then when you get someone who turns out to be a troll on the forum, they get charged $10 for being a troll.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That
yeah. You could do that. All you right. know, it's like we're only taking your credit card in from it's like a hotel, right? You know, like you give them the credit card just in case, you know, just to hold the room, and if you don't show up, they charge you for that first night. It's like that. We're taking
well, it's more
credit
like,
card.
It's more like you take a payment for being on the site, first of all. And
okay.
Then, if someone's a troll, then you charge them extra, like if they stole the towels out of the room or something.
Oh, I gotcha.
You make
it's like
money
if you take the robe and the slippers.
And that way you know the card is valid, too. See, I'm thinking of all these ways to get the damn trolls.
That's nice. I like that. I'll turn you over to a couple of the groups. You know, you could get a percentage for setting that up for us.
I need the money. Well, we're okay. So not on time management, are we?
No, we're not.
But I think we're making an excellent display of what it's like to not have it.
I think we're making the case that we need time management.
Darcy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, here's my entire treatise on time management. Don't got it. That's it. Now we can move on to Darcy, who does have it, clearly. She's got her act together, which is why I think it's pity that you come here for us.
You guys make me laugh.
You're so together. You've got all these great things going on. They're always on time and beautiful. And you feel for us. So
and no, I don't
pity,
that.
Really. I'm fine with that. I learned a long time ago that pity from a girl is better than anything else.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Anything else I can get anyway. I'll take your pity.
I'll take anything I can get. So, time management, then.
Okay. Well, I do have a bunch of notes, so because I do tend to get on off-topic very easily, because, you know, that's just how I am. And as far as, no, I do not have time management. I just have lots of sticky notes. They're wonderful. But,
Now it's time for break, huh? And...
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
We'll just talk about trolls some more.
He's evil. Ignore him. Just keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to start there. Basically, there's a lot of books and sources already out there for time management that'll give you specific ideas about how to organize your day into like little bite-sized chunks and, you know, do this now, you know, and all that. I'm not going to get into that right now because, to be honest, those never work for me, and I know a lot of creative types they really don't work for. If you want to find them, you can just Google time management and you'll find a ton of stuff. But I'm going to talk a bit more about it in relation to webcomics, because we're a little different. We're not really, you know, business-minded for the most part. Most of us are just kind of floating around going, what am I doing? It's okay. It's going to be great. But one thing with making this a little easier is it helps if you know your limitations when you go into something. And one of these is your abilities. And basically, you know what you can do and how well you can do it. And it's not about who's better than anyone else, but it's more about accepting what you are able to do and accepting the fact that someone out there is going to be better at it. I mean, no matter how good you are, there's always someone out there better.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yes, it is.
And also, along with that, accepting the idea that, you know, you may one day get to that point and get better and get to where you want to be, but it's going to take you some time. You know, if you stress out and worry about the fact that, oh, I'm seeing, you know, well, my favorite comic creator is Stan Sakai. He does Usagi Yojimbo.
Mm-hmm.
I love Usagi Yojimbo. I look at Stan Sakai's work and I'm like, oh, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to write those kind of stories. I've been drawing probably about 20 years now and I'm not there. But, you know, hey, that's okay. Maybe one day I will get there.
Right.
And I just have to accept that. If I worry about, I'm not there yet. Oh my God, I'm going to get really stressed. I'm not going to be wanting to work. And then time management goes right out the window. So that brings up another thing. The idea of having short-term goals rather than a long-term goal.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah.
long-term could be wanting to be as good as Stan Sakai or wanting to be as popular as, say, Randy Mulholland. But in the short term, you need to look, okay, where am I at now? Where can I be in 6 months, logically? And where can I be 6 months beyond that? Because if you say in 6 months, I want to be as popular as Penny Arcade. Yeah, you're going to be, in 6 months, you're going to be going, I don't understand what's going on. What's wrong? What's wrong with me, you know?
Oh, how cute. Yeah.
Then you're going to be sitting in the corner, you know, curled up in a fetal position, crying. And it'll be really sad and emo and not in the cute poetry kind of way.
No, but in the pitiful, going to quit soon kind of way. Yeah.
Curl up in a ball, eat lots of things, and never come out again.
Make the hurting stop.
You keep your goals short term. It makes them easier to acquire. You can see yourself getting towards the goal, and you think, I feel really good. This feels like something I can reach. And then you're going to be more motivated to actually stay on topic and to keep up with your comic.
You know, you're bringing up actually a really good point. And so far, it's kind of run through the whole thing, is that, you know, artists generally tend to be more depressive than not.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of the problems with time management that we seem to have aren't necessarily organizational. I know a number of artists that you move a pencil from a spot on their desk and they freak. I mean, there's, you know, we're organized people when it comes to certain things, you know, but the attitude is hard to control. And if you wake up in the morning and feel like a failure and there's nothing you can do and everything sucks, it doesn't matter how organized you are. Your time management goes out the window because you sit and stare at a page and think about how awful things are instead of actually doing the work. So I think a lot of that's a really good point. A lot of it's psychological management.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a very organized individual. Both my parents were in the Navy. And Matt, meanwhile, is the complete opposite. He lives in chaos. He loves it. So we actually have our offices in two separate rooms because I can't work in the same room as him because my desk is usually fairly neat and his desk looks like something exploded on it.
That's what my husband and I are doing now. Currently, we are separating our areas because I can't take it anymore.
But the thing is, I'm very depressive. I actually have been going to someone to, you know, get help with depression and anxiety issues for about a year now, based on previous things. And I know it's very hard sometimes in the morning, especially, well, in my situation, because this is what I do full time. I'm actually now a freelance artist. I'm not a librarian anymore. So to get up each morning and go, I really don't want to fucking draw today, it's not a good thing.
It's not helpful, at the very least, no.
No, and I love my comic. I love doing it. But I do have readers who are very insistent on perfection. And this can also become problematic. Oh,
yeah.
Fess is doing something. Oh, Fess says we need to go to break.
And we'll be right back.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
God, right now, go to break.
I am the one that told you to ignore him. So
he just wanted to get more ring dings.
I like ring dings. Ring dings are good.
Oh no, it's potato chips. He eats potato chips.
Oh, he can't eat potato chips on the air anymore. He's crunchy.
That doesn't sound complimentary. He's crunchy.
You're so crunchy, Fess. You're crunchy, man.
I'm
going to bring a bigger
like
corset,
candy.
I think, this year to PenguinCon. So we're going to get you in one if it's the last thing I do.
Sure.
Well, that could be interesting.
Hey, I'm a man who's comfortable with his sexuality, even though I may not entirely know it all yet.
We tried really hard to get into mine, but it's expensive.
I'm on a live stream right now, and people are saying the audio quality is way better. So it might be something to consider in the future. I'll try it with live stream next time too, and see what the audio quality is like. That we can still have the talk show up though for people who want to do call-ins. You know, call in, which nobody ever does, or just use the chat box. Anyway,
not true. We did have that spammer dude try to call in once or twice.
Well, yeah,
one. He was pretty insistent.
That was one.
He was
maybe
he was
episodes.
A stalker.
Yeah, right.
He wanted to give us emo poetry.
Anyway,
check out my spam,
Darcy.
Cool.
You were sane.
You were saying
you're in therapy.
Talk about my therapy. I won't have to pay you guys. No. No, but yeah, artists start to tend to be a little, a little bit depressive, you know, on some issues. You know, social issues, you know, anxiety. So a lot of what I'm looking at for time management is the idea of helping us get past the anxiety we're feeling when it comes to drawing, because a lot of artists do actually have performance anxiety, you know. It's like, I know it was a lot easier for me to draw, and I loved it a lot more when I didn't have the internet and I didn't have to show anyone. Now everything I show, because I used to, I've gone through and done some art classes and stuff, and I got some scholarships through it. And I had, one of the things you had to do with the B. Sherrer Foundation was you actually had to do a show in order to, you know, justify them giving you this grant. So I would sit there and put the show up, and then, you know, most of the time you didn't have to be there, which was good, but you had to be there for the opening and you had to talk to people. So I would kind of stand there and then I would try to hide. So, you know, it wasn't me. That's not mine. I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird.
I'm just drinking wine. It's okay. It's not me.
Yeah.
But a lot of this anxiety can come back to our issues with time management. You know, we don't want to work because we feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
But coming back to accepting your abilities, which can help you feel a bit more comfortable, accepting your abilities does not mean that you are settling for less. It just means that you're comfortable where you're at right now. And you're understanding that my anatomy may be a little off, you know, and I may not quite have the eyes right, and I don't know how to draw cars or shit. But, you know, one day I will be able to do that because looking back, I'm better than I was 6 months ago.
I was just thinking that's what I think when I look in the mirror. The eyes aren't right. Am I?
Jay. Speaking of artists in depression.
Jay, awesome.
But you can get over this anxiety with your abilities and help you self-manage your time a bit better by actually, this is going to sound a little weird, but initially doing a bit more work by practicing every day. There's this adage going around that, you know, you need to draw every single day.
Yes.
And that is a true adage, but there is another half of it that says, while you draw every single day, you do not show every single day. You need to know that whatever you draw every single day is not going to be a masterpiece.
Yeah.
When you insist that everything you draw must be for your comic only and must be shown, you're putting yourself into a cycle of anxiety. You're saying every single thing I do as I'm learning has to be shown to my audience, and this is my final product. And that'll make you feel a little uneasy.
Yeah. Now, see, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I know I tend to feel guilty if I'm just like at work and it's a break and I'm doodling and it's not comic related. I tend to feel bad about that because I feel like I'm not being productive. It's a good point.
And the problem is that when we're learning how to draw, we're going to do stupid things like one day just draw nothing but hands, draw nothing but fingernails, eyeballs, sparks on the bark of a tree. Because that's what teaches us how to view the world, how it actually exists. And you can't use that for your comic. Here's a bunch of hands.
Yay! Look at how good the pinky is on this one.
Little dialogue balloons coming off. It's a pinky day. But the problem is, every artist that is out there doing really well has already gone through all this nonsense. They've done nothing but hands. They've done nothing but eyeballs. You know, they've drawn stupid shit on top of doing what they're trying to promote, their comic or their commission work, whatever. So initially they did a lot more work for themselves. But as you go along and you get better at silly things like eyeballs and stuff, and you start being able to put the pieces together, mm-hmm. you start bringing them into your comic, then you're going to feel a bit more comfortable about your comic.
Right.
It kind of allows you to, you know, have both, I guess, both worlds. But every artist has paid their dues.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times that gets forgotten on the internet.
Hmm? Maybe not every artist.
Well, well, most then you know that are actually, if you look at them and say, "Wow, that's a really good artist."
Yeah.
You
know, okay. They didn't just wake up one day.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, with the Boston Marathon nearby, you know, if you weigh 400 pounds, you go to Target one day and decide, I'm going to buy a new pair of sneakers and a tracksuit, and I'm going to go sign up for the Boston Marathon and beat the Kenyan dude. It's not going to happen.
No, but it's an excellent way to die, because there will be newspaper clippings. You know, you will be remembered.
Forever. As the person who passed out 15 feet from the Boston Marathon starting line.
Yeah. Woohoo. Winner.
I got in the way and delayed the Kenyan guy just long enough for someone else to win.
And then you'll be a hero.
I helped.
He got off to a slow start because of me.
It was me.
But this could bring us on to the next thing about knowing your limitations, which is health. We've already gone a bit over the depressive and anxiety issue a lot of us have.
Yes.
But there are other issues, like, well, you can get sick, you know, lots of cold going around and stuff like that, and that's going to slow you down. Or you can be stuck with things like, well, I have a wrist injury. Mm-hmm. I don't draw as fast as someone else running around. I could, in theory, turn out a page a day. But by the end of the week, I'm not going to be able to move my hand.
Yeah.
So why would I do that?
See, we need to have this conversation last year. Because I'm the perfect poster child for what happens when you ignore your body. And I did the 24-hour comic challenge last year, and I thought, wow, my wrist really hurts. And I kept working and kept working. And about hour 14, I couldn't feel my right hand.
Oh.
So I have permanent nerve damage because I can't pay attention to things that matter. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. I don't think people realize how serious repetitive motion injuries can be, even when, you know, they think of repetitive motions like, you know, lifting heavy boxes and things like that.
Yeah,
no.
My wrist hurts, too.
Well, stop doing what you're doing for a while. And yeah, I mean, there is a lot of that comes down to you know, again, knowing your limitations, knowing, you know, how far you can push yourself.
Yeah, if you feel your wrist or the shoulders or something are starting to feel really tight, you know, it's okay to take a break and get out, maybe get something to drink, you know, depending on what you want to drink. Take your dog for the walk, you know, maybe play a quick game. Just whatever you're doing, make sure that it's not something that's going to suck up your time for hours on end and you never get back to what you were trying to do.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, if your body's starting to give you signs that something's wrong. I mean, I know with me, I get, it's really weird. I'll get like a locked muscle under the thumb, and then I'll get this really warm liquid feeling going down all the way down to my elbow. And I know at that point I have half an hour and I have to stop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you learn that for trial and error, but you don't really want to get yourself into that position where, you know, eventually I can't draw anymore.
Yeah.
You do all this on paper, don't you?
No, I do. No, not anymore. I actually do computer. I had to move to the computer for health reasons because of the wrist. And the next thing, working with traditional media, that's very smelly. I worked with Prismacolor markers and Copics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they smell horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're working with anything traditional media that has a very strong odor, you know, certain inks, certain markers, certain paints, thinners, you need to work in a ventilated area and you do need to take breaks because this stuff is bad for you. I mean, it says non-toxic on it, but it will mess you up after a while. It'll give you headaches. It'll make you nauseous if you're smelling it for hours on end. So do take breaks when you're working with more traditional media.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. You also want to make sure you make your workspace comfortable. Your chair position right, you know, whatever makes you feel happy and content and willing to sit there for hours on end, because if you're not comfortable, you're going to be, what's going on over here? What's going on over there? And you're not going to pay attention to what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You'll be spinning around in your chair and pretending, you know, I don't know, you're on a Ferris wheel or something.
Yeah. If you find yourself working and you're saying, you're off track. Turn back around.
Get back to work. It's going to be okay. But,
I would think,
knowing,
would think with
sorry.
The, I'm sorry, I would think if you're using like a tablet or something, that would be, you wouldn't have as much of a problem with repetitive motion.
Not too much.
Not as
bad. A lot of it can come down to, oddly enough, if you are trying to work when you are stressed, because if you'll notice your body when you are stressed, you will hold that pencil much tighter.
It's like Richard Nixon with his arms.
Yeah.
Like, so punched over.
And your hand will get really tight on that pencil the more stressed you are. And then you start shaking, and then you're trying to hold your wrist steady in order to stop yourself from shaking. And you're putting strain on those muscles and those little bones in there.
Yeah.
So keep yourself calm, you know, calming music, you know, whatever that happens to be. If it's Metallica for you, if it's, you know, Gregorian chant, whatever it is. Mix the two. That could be interesting.
That would be awesome.
I would buy that CD.
I would so buy that. It's a little Apocalyptica, you know, where you have the orchestra doing the heavy metal. I dig that. That's good. Bring in some monks. Let's go. No. Do keep in mind with the tablets, computers, things like that, eye injuries are very common. And they can be really difficult to get over because it's not something that you can just put a splint on and rest.
So. Yeah, you can have issues with, I forgot what it's called. I've actually recently had to switch to bifocals, embarrassingly enough, because after you were looking at the computer for long periods of time, you know, constantly, the muscles in the inside of your eye are inside by the bridge of your nose are much stronger than the muscles on the outside of your eyes by your ears. So you have a hard time focusing.
So exercise your ears.
Move your ears.
It'll make it all better.
It'll be great. And then
look
you can
at
join
stereo
the
cards and do magic eye. It works. It helps.
But blind people don't draw well, though. Just keep that in mind. Take a break. For goodness sake. Keep those little eye drops. Oh,
this is
something
you're
I learned.
Being a little prejudiced.
None of that Visine crap. Visine is a medication. If you overuse it, it will do damage. Oh. Just use the regular little like saline drops. There's my medical advice for the day.
Yeah. Man. Thankfully, I haven't run into those things. I used to like have the pigmicrons, which I don't use anymore. They would start to go dry, and I would find myself pressing harder and harder and harder on the paper to try and get the darker line over time. Every time I would have to just press that much harder, and I'm like, this is crap. But I used to do that with pencils too. Like, you just find yourself just squeezing the crap out of it, and you're like, damn, what am I doing?
I used to love working in colored pencil, and I still really like it, but I can't do it very often because even the motion of working with the colored pencil, because they are it's a very thin, you know, pencil, and you're holding it tightly to do these really tiny little motions, and it did a lot of damage. So I went to a bigger marker, which did a little less damage, and now I'm on a stylus, which works great, because it's nice and warm, and it warms my wrist up, and it's like, oh, this is so wonderful. You know, I love this.
And the results look really good, so you can't argue with that. No,
but beyond going back to time management, because I think Fess is probably going, no, poor Fess, is being flexible. And this year for Matt and myself has been a big education on being flexible. We at the beginning of the year, we had the house catch on fire,
which is never good.
And then we had, you know, almost 6 months of fighting with the insurance company, going into hotels. You know, we got the server got hacked and actually destroyed. And it's been a lot of fun. So basically shit happens and you got to deal with it. I mean, that's all there is to it. You can't stress about it if it's beyond your control.
Right.
You know, if something happens, like, well, your house catches on fire, you're able to put it out. Hey, be happy you still have a house, you know. You're not
part
on
of
the
one.
Street. Yeah.
Part of one. Part of one is better than not one at all.
Save the comics.
Save the comics is more important than forget the doll, forget the kids, get the comics.
Do you know how long it took me to make those? It only took me 9 months to make the kids.
Another reason not to have kids. Just more one more to thing to get out of a flaming house.
So now you do this for a living now, so you're like a pro and stuff.
Pseudo pro. The last 2 months, I've managed to actually get a paycheck.
So
it took 2.5 years. It's a very small paycheck.
So do you have a schedule? Like you get up in the morning and you've got a schedule. You're going to work for so long or whatever else. You start at such and such a time and you take a break at such and such a time and you get done at such and such a time or whatever like that.
I've tried, but I haven't had much luck. And part of that is just I'm really good at a schedule and meeting deadlines when someone else imposes them.
Yeah,
but when it's me doing it, I like to be honest, I really like working at night. I'm not much of a day person. It takes me a little bit longer to get going in the day. Mm-hmm. We also have she's 11 months old now, a corgi, little stupid looking little dog. And she still needs attention, and we have a little bit of a problem where she can't really be trusted in the carpets yet. So mm-hmm. my office is upstairs, so most of the time she has to spend the day in the pen. And it leads to a very wired corgi at night. So we're working on ways to get it so that we can schedule things with her a little bit easier and myself. But no, I pretty much, you know, if I need to know I need to have a page done, I like to work actually straight through, which is kind of bad.
Yeah, but, yeah. It depends.
Yeah, well, I clocked the one I did last night, and it took 13 hours to do.
It's a bit long.
Long, but it was a bit of a complex page, so it was okay.
Yeah.
But
see,
that goes back to knowing yourself.
Yeah, knowing the fact that, you know, I like to work at night, and, you know, and I actually do prefer to sleep during the day, and I would accept that Matt works during the day, and, you know, I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
Webcomicer's got to know his limitations.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I have a sort of a schedule, kind of, but then I have to work at work, so I don't have the ability to just work at home. I wish I did. No. But I'll get home from work, and then it might take me 2 or 3 hours to put... Well, of course, I'm doing a gag strip, so that's different. There's a different dynamic there. So then I'll put together the comic for the next day, so I have no buffer or anything.
Yeah,
because I suck at time management. So that's what I'll do. I have Monday night off, and Sunday night off, and Friday night off. I don't have to do a comic, and then I do the full color Sunday funnies. That takes longer. Any of those double decker strips that takes at least 4 hours, depending on how much dialogue's in it. But that's kind of my schedule. I've actually stuck to it pretty well, unless I've had to go on a trip or once or twice I've gotten sick and had to skip a couple days. But that's pretty rare, thankfully.
Yeah.
But it's gotten to be a habit, like flossing, you know. You know, that kind of, and it sort of sums up my kind of gets like plaque, you know. But you... But I think if people get into a schedule, into a habit of doing something, we all know that the one thing that'll kill a webcomic is that you don't update it.
Yeah.
And if you can...
Yeah, we know that very well. Some of us more than others.
I was gonna go over that for the next thing because
well, we have to go to break anyway.
Oh, okay.
She's always butting in, isn't he? Listen to this guy.
Well, geez, I'm sorry for trying to keep time.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
Really? Not when we're involved? We learned anything?
Whose idea was this?
Is this break now? Is that what we're doing?
Well, this topic's going a lot longer than I thought it would. I thought we would run out of stuff to talk about. But, of course, if we can actually stay on topic, who knows?
We were on topic, hey, a lot this episode. So, you know what? You can just bite me.
Remember, dogs need time management, would too.
We have a call in. I think we have a call in. So I'm going to go to a call in. Hello, you're on the air with the Webcomic Beacon.
Okay, hopefully we're still on break. Can anybody hear me?
No, we're not on break. Go. What's going on?
I can't hear you. No. What?
Anything go, right. I was hoping that you would just sort of bring me in. I'm testing out this new headset thing.
Okay.
I knew you were going to do... Sylvia can't hear anything.
You know I don't have any real breaks. Thing.
Yeah, it's just really quiet.
Speak louder and bolder.
Louder and bolder.
Pontificate!
I can hear you.
Pontificate. Yeah. Every time I speak, it kind of blows everybody else out of the water.
That's all good.
All right, you have a question.
Oh, no.
Question, comment, tips?
Not especially. This is why I was bugging you about calling in and trying to test this thing out on break or whatever, because I got this headset in order to try to make this all work, and it requires some technical preparation.
He was trying to do a test, setting up the microphone.
It's a bit muddy.
It's good to do some tests before you actually go in and do the main thing. You know, otherwise, you're going to waste some time. And that brings it all the way around.
Time management, and that's exactly the point, isn't it?
Well, see, you thought it was a break fest.
What break? There's no such thing as breaks. Anyway, thanks for calling in.
Jeez.
I think it sounds a bit muddy.
Anything. No.
It sounds a bit muddy, I would have to say.
Horrid.
Way to go, Fess. All right.
You know, you did make a really good point there. I don't know whether it was intentional, the two of you. One person's schedule is not going to work for the next person. If I try to work 13 hours straight through, I will be crippled for a week. That's a bad idea. And, you know, my work schedule, while that much is regular, my schedule with my children varies depending on how much homework my daughter has or, you know, how I'm feeling at the end of the day, things like that. So some people need a much more flexible schedule than others. You can emulate another artist, but trying to emulate their lifestyle and their schedule is most likely a recipe for disaster. I tried to do that very early on and wound up feeling like a failure because I couldn't keep up with a professional artist's schedule. It was a ridiculous notion to begin with. It goes back to, you know, really being clear on who you are and what you're capable of. But, you know, always whenever you hear other artists talking about their schedule and the things that they do, don't think, oh, that's what I need in order to be successful, because you're wrong. That's all.
Well, all right, then.
It's like when you ask them what kind of pens they use and what kind of paper they have. And
exactly.
Something like that. It may not work for you. Like, you know, I couldn't chisel stuff in stone.
I'm not good with that. And the tablet, you know, doing the comics on the computer contributed to an eye condition I have, which made it, you know, impossible for me to do anything. I'm busy going blind. So I moved back to paper and a paintbrush, which works really well for me. And I know it kills other people.
Not being able to use the computer does kind of suck when you're trying to make a webcomic.
You know, it makes things a bit difficult. Yeah. A little bit, yeah. But not drawing on the computer means that I'm not sitting in front of it for 6 extra hours. And, you know, that's enough to kind of keep this in control. And you really have to figure out what works for you and then stick with it.
Me.
You know, neurologically, it takes 21 days to make a habit. It's not that long at all.
21 days to make a habit. All right. Mm-hmm.
Some pharmaceuticals will do it faster. Fortunately, thank goodness, I don't have like the eye strain or the carpal tunnel or anything like that. Not yet, anyway. Knock wood.
Don't knock it too hard.
Yeah, for me, if anything, it's butt numbing. I'm in a butt numathon of drawing. And it's like, oh God, I gotta stand up. I can't feel my bottom. It's terrible.
And that goes right back to paddling. We're going to get off subject again.
Ooh, paddling. Anyway, before we get too far into anything else, there is one thing I got to do, and that is say who's advertising on the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh, who is it? Who is it?
Well, since we have live stream right now, and I will remind people in chat that we're on live stream, we can check out the links as I talk about them. Let me just click that button, and boom! Having our header spot is PH Factor. PH Factor.ws deals with making and the creation and the sale of steampunk gear, goggles, whatnot. Check it out. What? Yep, little
ray guns
things.
And some clocks and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, and check that out at phfactor.ws. Also, we on our tower ad and on the every single post banner, we have Jaden and Crusader of jadenandcrusader.com. Very well, once again, advertising on the Webcomic Beacon on the Project Wonderful Things, and speaking of advertising on the Webcomic Beacon, this weekend, October 3rd, starting at I believe 10 a.m. Eastern USA time, there is going to be a 24-hour broadcast of which there's a loose schedule floating around already. I'm hoping for like lots of call-ins, lots of live streams, which I can go and check. And people, this is a fantastic time for people to call in and plug their website and such, especially if you're doing a 24-hour comic. I want to hear those updates. But also, what I'll be doing for every couple of hours, I will be announcing who is currently advertising on the Webcomic Beacon. Yes, this is your chance to get in on one of the 24 hours and advertising big on the Webcomic Beacon, so we can raise some money to get us to go to PenguinCon this year. And that is something I'm hoping to do. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be coming away with, I'm hoping for two solid episodes of content from the 24-hour Comics Day broadcast. I will not record it the entire thing, obviously, because that'd be boring. And also, we're having some reruns as well. We're also rerunning some of the GigCast episodes. So if you got a favorite Webcomic Beacon episode or a favorite GigCast episode, let us know, and we're going to be playing them. I've already selected. I'm going to be playing both of our first episodes as well as both of our last year's 24-hour Comics Day podcast. You can find more information on our website at webcomicbeacon.com. Check the left-hand panel, scroll on down, and look for Coming Up under Webcomic Beacon 24-Hour Podcast. And Webcomic Beacon at PenguinCon 2010 is just the link there. We're still deciding everything what's going for that. But please go to our forum, weigh in on that information. And as well as going to our forum, please go to our forum if you are interested in making a holiday recipe or holiday cooking-themed comic strip page or a couple of pages or something like that for a compilation book idea that we have. I have a couple ideas going. I don't think I'm going to actually be able to do a real recipe, but it'll at least be content for this project. So anybody who's remotely interested in this and getting something printed with a bunch of other people, go to our forum, say, hey, I got an idea, let me work on this. We're basically using Kablam's standard comic size, and you can use the template they have if you'd like. And more! There is more! The first...
Oh, boy! When will the awesomeness never end?
I don't know, but the first webcomic bacon comic is up. It's essentially, over 6 months at least since we first talked about it. And Webcomic Bacon at webcomicbacon.com is the communal webcomic starring a cast of open source characters, which were developed by Zach of Insert Comic Here, George of DungeonLegacy.com, Mark of Mark Savory, Mark of AutumnLeak.com, I mean. Wow. And Mike of Prepare to Die, which is at OnyxSparrow.com, I think. And I did the other characters. Tanya was sadly not here for that episode. She did not contribute a character. Of course, Tanya, you can still throw in something a little bit later. But,
you know, I'm going to go with the time management thing and stick to the crap I can't finish now. How about that?
Thanks. That sounds great. on top of that, people can go to webcomicbeacon.com and check out the About and the Cast to know more about the Hammington apartments that they reside in Fatback, Mindy Anigan, USA.
I love that.
And, okay, I'll at least read it.
Yay. So that is a fun thing. I hope that we get at least some updates going here in a little bit. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I have yet to talk about, because there's been so many things that I've been forgetting, and so many more things coming up. Oh, I did forget to mention something last time on, let's see here, he had to email me again. let's see. There was a comic that had ended after almost 2 years of storytelling, and I have to make sure I mention it. It's also available in German, and how can I pronounce it? Okay, let's see if I should just say it and see if anybody let the German speaking people make fun of me. Mensch unser Zeit. It might be, and it's loosely translated to Men of Our Times or A Contemporary Man, and that's at rabe.comicgenesis.com. This guy also expressed interest in the compilation book project that we're doing, so hopefully that'll be something we can snag in for sure and get another person on this. Otherwise, people can check out I'm not even going to try saying it again. At rabe.comicsgenesis.com. I'm noticing a lot more German language comics popping up, at least you know, bilingual.
With English. Yeah. Hey, this ain't no pony farm.
Yep, and of course, Kingdom of Heroes. yeah, I'm thinking about doing I don't know, just some comic in like. Let's see, like a broken language using one of those translators online. Just
nice,
because I don't think I'll be able to afford to pay anybody to translate. Speaking of which, if there are people out there that are bilingual and are interested in translating comics for people, either for free or for a fee or whatever, speak up. Start a site or something like that. Find other people. You know, that is a service you could capitalize on. I don't even know what a good rate would be. I'd have to talk to the other bilingual comics out there to figure that out. But I'm serious. If you can, do it. You know, and let us know so we can advertise it and such. So I have a feeling it could be very, maybe not lucrative, but progressive.
Well, and if you're going to read the comics anyway, you might as well be making cash on it. So,
yeah. Or maybe if somebody does, what is it? Espanglish.
Esperanto?
Esperanto is what you're going for?
No,
is that what that massacre was?
Esperanglish. I'm trying to say Spanglish German version of Spanish. Broken Spanish. See, it's going to be terrible. If you don't want that to happen, you know.
If you want to prevent a tragedy, people.
Oh my God, we've gotten to extortion. That's what this is.
If you don't want your language slaughtered, call me now and translate for me.
Some people just won't listen to the better angels of their nature. They gotta be told what to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you don't want your language slaughtered. especially, I will do a broken British version too. You know, I will go that far. Okay.
A broken British version.
Yes.
He means Cockney. He doesn't even know the name for it.
No, I'm talking
boys
about.
And girls,
I'm
make
talking
it
about,
stop.
I'm talking about going back and Americanized.
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh no!
I'm talking about Americanizing the British accent, which is.
I hear my ancestors screaming. Stop! Yeah,
oh, just get jiggy with it, old boy. I do things like that.
Oh, Nate, if you're out there, stop this madness.
Yo, mate.
Oh, God. Yo, mate. That is. That's.
It's special. Oh,
don't talk like
that's
talk.
Special. That's dying. Incestuous. Just stop it.
Where do you think pirates came from, huh?
It's just the worst of both worlds. Just
so we got pirate gigolos? Is that what we got going on? What?
Pirate gigolos I can actually get behind. Like,
arr, matey, I'll bust a cannon in your poop deck.
Oh, wait, I thought you were doing like
American... See, I've gone too far. That almost sounded like a come on. It's been an odd day. I would have been better off in bed.
I thought you were doing like an American gangsta British or something like that.
Oh.
That'd be something. Man, that'd be terrible.
And then we just fade off into oblivion.
I'm still trying to breathe a little bit here.
If you can translate anything, please contact him.
Especially if it's a clue.
Oh, do the telethon voice, Mark. Do the telethon voice.
What telethon?
Come on, you can do a telethon voice.
A telethon voice?
You know, where you sound super professional and caring.
I don't People care about nothing. Oh, you mean...
I mean, fake it.
...are standing by even now to take your call on the webcomic Beacon. Help us prevent a crime against language.
Oh, my God. I love you
counting
so much.
On you. Operators are standing by even now for you to have your chance right now to smack Fest down.
For less than a dollar a day.
I'd give money for that.
I'm just in love with this moment. That's what that is. What are we doing now, Fess?
What happened to time management?
I don't know. He moved on. I think it was like a matter of we ran out of time.
We didn't have any milestones.
There are no milestones.
I didn't see any either.
Oh, wait. Let me
I got
just...
a comic done. That's a milestone. Sorry.
That was not. You update all the time. Cheater, liar.
Cheater and liar.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Just saying. Hey, Chicago features in my comic this week.
Ooh.
Who is Crickets?
I do. Fess, every time we're on, you ask who has the fucking Crickets. It's still me. Okay.
You should get that looked at then.
Lizard is behind me, and he's stalking Crickets.
Oh, yeah, the lizard's behind me. It's stalking Crickets.
Oh, that's right. It's a cricket in distress. Oh, jeez.
Well, it's not going to be for long.
Darcy?
Help me.
Yeah.
Darcy, are you still with us?
Am I still here?
Yes.
We're at least still here, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, then, you don't have to admit to being with us. I'm very, very sorry.
Oh, no. Well, what for?
You still being here and listening to that. But also, I thank you for still being here and listening to this.
Well, thanks for having me on.
We love you, Darcy.
Now we have ideas for how to extortion money out of other countries by strangling their language with our comics.
See,
I'm already sort of doing the Brit thing right now.
Yeah, a little bit. It's creeping in. It's nice.
No, unfortunately, the Brits think it's funny, so it's not really working. I don't have it quite down yet.
Yeah, it takes a little work, but
to extort money out of them, but you know, working on.
I spoke to a Bobby on the underground who advised me where to holiday.
Got to throw in some Ebonics in there, you know, it makes everything better.
just because.
Yeah, just because.
In any case, after this, I got to get ready for another podcast. Actually.
Speaking of time management issues.
Yeah, speaking of time management issues.
One of the ways that you can manage your time is to learn to say no. If you could figure out
I'm being
how
paid
many
to do
projects
this,
it's possible for a single human being to complete in a goddamn lifetime, and then at that point, just cut it off from there. Say no more than the 8,000 things I'm doing already.
Do you know, the problem I find is that most women have already figured out how to say no to me.
Don't get me started.
No.
Bring me on as a project.
We need to find, you know, mark a date at and we know where at Penguin Con.
Yep.
You know, I'm all for it.
We'll just get a bunch of women together, you know, and we'll find him a date.
Or it's we could do one of those buzzer shows, you know, where they have to answer questions about things he cares about. So they'll have something to talk about when they're done. I will bring the buzzers. We can do this.
We could make an event out of it.
My cartoonic counterpart made an entire multiverse of Jenny Everywheres feel physically ill just by looking at him.
Okay, your cartoon counterpart is made of all the insecurity and horribleness. We're going to pull out the other parts. We're going to pull out the inner stud.
The what? That's what we're doing.
Your inner stud, Mark. We're going to pull him out. We're going to bring him to the forefront. We're going to show him off. And we're gonna have him fought over.
In other words, we're gonna get you drunk.
I really noticed that's really the only way it works.
Free liquor, meow.
We have photo evidence that helps.
I will be bringing beer. I will be bringing rum. It'll be good times.
I'll ask Matt. Maybe we have some mead. I'll bring some mead.
Mead.
That's good. It's tasty. It's really quickly.
Yeah, I'm not used to brew, so.
You do the Renaissance.
Nice.
Yeah. Mulled honey.
Anyway, no, I'm doing a podcast for the Rampage Network, which I'm going to attempt it. It's a community podcast, so it's not like it's going to be competition or anything.
Is this call-in stuff or what?
I don't know. It's primarily to get the Rampage Network hosted people, you know, the people that are hosted on the Rampage Network together and talking about this, that, and the other thing. And it's a work in progress, and we're seeing if it can work. And it looks like the best time for everyone's going to be Sunday evenings or after the Beacon, basically. So,
do you have guests this week or anything? Or
I'm just hoping people are going to show up. The hardest thing
You know, I've had so many parties like that.
Oh. And we're right back to it.
But in any case, I think we've been going on long enough.
I think we've done the damage we can, despite the fact that Darcy had a tremendous amount of very useful information.
Hey, I didn't even go over hiatuses yet, man.
Maybe. Well, let's see. That's good enough. More for another time, then.
I'll start my own podcast, and we'll just chat, Darcy. It'll be fine.
Yeah, called Bootcast or something like that. You can't come on.
And a video camera. No shit. You want to talk about income flow? There we go. I have all for that.
I'll hold the video camera next time.
That's okay. That'll leave my hands free.
Anyway,
the girls.
I like the girls.
Get
them out in front of a camera and talk about time management. Sure, why not?
Well, if you want to be kinky. Oh, I had gotten an email last time. I forgot to mention it on the show last time. There's another iPod Touch application out there for reading webcomics. It's called Strips by Jeff Verkoyen, or something like that. I'm sorry. He said it's every time a publisher releases new content for the site, your phone buzzes. So he says it's with push notification. Is what he called it. I'm not going to go into the whole spiel because it's set up like a big advertisement. But you can I'm not going to make the advertisement. I'll essentially plug his website, which is stripsapp.com. There's also an iTunes link, but with iTunes link, you really can't say that on the thing. But I'm pretty sure it's also at stripsapp.com. So for those that were interested. You can check that out. Otherwise, of course, mentioned before, there was the blanket reader that we had mentioned a couple shows beforehand as well. I didn't look at the site much for the Strips application, but you guys can check it out. Anyway, I don't even know what I was going to... Oh, yes. Remember, this week, next week, there is no Sunday broadcast of the Webcomic Beacon. There is a Saturday 24-hour broadcast starting at 10 a.m., Eastern, I think. Wait, let me look at the damn thing.
Can the universe withstand that much beaconness?
I don't know, but I will try to destroy it with beaconness. And 10 a.m. Saturday, 5, 10 a.m. Eastern, USA. and that'll be ready for 24 hours. There's a preliminary schedule up online right now. All the parts where it says that I'm basically going to be doing something, that's your opportune time to get on and prevent me from doing something. that is where the free time is, basically. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing sketch. I'm going to be doing sketch requests. You pick your character or whatever, I'll do it. I'll try to do impromptu sketch requests of whatever you say. I'll even the guy who does, I forget his name, sorry, the guy who does super normal step suggested, I think he suggested that I perform comic strips or whatever. Whoever suggested that, I'm going to try to do that. I'm vocally reenact various comic strip pages by request even.
Oh, you're going to be the Comic Weekly man.
I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty fun. I'm also going to be redirecting people to the TGT webcomics podcast when they do their thing at 6 p.m. on Saturday. And then you'll come back and you'll listen to some more stuff. And I'm going to be playing the Internet Webcomic Show series through here. Or you can just go to the site and watch them all in a row with me. If you want, I'm going to be rebroadcasting a few Webcomic Beacon and Gigcast episodes, as well as I'm looking for requests. So get those requests in, or I'm picking them. We will also be playing music supplied by, I forget her name, I'm sorry, the girl who does the webcomic Red Moon. I can look that up really quick. Also, Mike of Onyx Sparrow also has submitted some music that I will be playing as well. I can look at who does it. I got it. I won't be late.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Time in.
God damn it. Let me click on the damn thing.
Time in.
Yeah, she does Red Moon Rising at redmoonrising.org, and it's her name is Rose.
Well, good job.
There you go. Sorry. Rose. And so come back next this Saturday. I'm going to say there's probably not going to be a webcomic beacon for the 11th of October either. I think we're going to be taking that off, but stay tuned. In any case, that is all for this week. Thank God. And this has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya of Betapone.com.
This is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
And thanks to Darcy of CodenameHunter.com.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Yes, thank you very much for coming.
A saint, I say. I'm coming from an atheist. That's pretty good.
Hey, only when people are watching, man.
That's why we love you, Darcy.
Heart you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
I learned. Oh, that's right. People can be really twisted. And then it got better.
Well, you just need to get a really, really big, massive dog, like a Rottweiler.
Oh,
and, you know, put one of those, you know, harnesses on it, and you can say it's a seeing eye dog, and no one will bother you ever again.